Go Rotund Me.
Greg Salerno is on a mission to lose weight.
Yeah.
Woo!
It started a month ago.
It did.
The goal is to lose 60 pounds in 3 months. Yeah. So what is it, April 5th?
April 5th.
So by April 5th, Greg has to lose 60 pounds. We're calling it Go Rotund Me because, Greg, essentially what you did is you bet myself, Lost Boy, and the Fifth Man that you could lose 60 pounds in 3 months,
yeah.
$1 a pound.
Yeah.
And if you fail, you have to spin the wheel of punishment.
That's correct.
Even if it's off by a pound.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. However, if you succeed, the Fifth Man that has said that they'll pay up has to pay up the $60, uh-huh. dollar per pound, and then I have to spin the wheel of punishment, which I am completely opposed to. I mean, I cannot be more adamant that I do not want to do the wheel of punishment. So therefore, I really hope Greg fails at his weight loss goal.
Yeah.
Starting weight was 337 pounds.
Wow.
God.
You have to lose 60, which means you have to get down to 277 pounds by April 5th. We are now 1 month into it, which means we're going to do the first weigh-in here. So, the question is, do you, the Fifth Man, feel like he can actually do it? Now, I want to open up the lines again here because I want to see if we could get any more cash to weigh in on this. Or are you starting to get scared and comfortable? I want to do this before the weigh-in too, all right? So 876-3692, the Fifth Men so far that have said, hey, I'm willing to throw $1 a pound behind Greg to do it, is myself, Lost Boy, Colin, Right Wing Ben, Snap-on Steve, Moonshine Man, Jack, Todd, Shut Up Joe. Now, Charlie called in and says, I'll give him $2.50 a pound. Mm-hmm. That's $150. And then this guy, Rick, on Instagram said $5 a pound that you cannot do it, Greg. $300. This guy is willing to pony up if you're able to pull it off. I really want Greg to fail, because this has got to be the worst punishment of all time if he does fail, because the money's on line. What are you doing over there? Don't stand on it yet.
I'm on. I'm just going to get it. Get it ready.
Getting it ready? Getting the scale ready?
I'm just putting it on the open air.
All right. And now, I see the text line saying, is Greg wearing the exact same thing? Greg always wears
the same thing.
He's like a cartoon character that opens up his closet.
Do you own a pair of jeans, or do you just have those short capri things?
I don't know what a capri thing is. I don't have any capri ones.
That you always wear.
They're not capris. They're shorts. I have shorts. Yeah.
They're giant shorts.
And I'm a giant person.
No, long.
They're long short. That's why
it's because of how I wear them. They're not capris. They're not even close. But anyways, I do have jeans.
You're one of those.
And I do. Yeah, I'm a normie. I do have jeans. But I just don't wear them.
I've seen you in jeans.
Yeah, I have. If I have a show, I don't go in shorts. Can't do comedy in shorts.
So. No, yeah. He always wears pants. And sometimes he wears a sport coat.
Wow.
I know. I have actually really nice clothes. That's the way they just don't fit me until about April 5th.
Well, here's the thing. This is what I really, really want him to fail, because A, I don't want him to take my money, and B, I don't want to lose out on this wheel of punishment. Let's get some more Fifth Men on this whole thing here before we do the weigh-in. Stefan, what's up?
What's going on, guys?
What's up, man? What do you think?
So, I'm no math major, but we're talking 20 pounds a month. What's his plan like? How's he going into this?
Well, that doesn't really matter. I've already been on it for a month.
You've done it for a month. And here's the thing. You said it yourself a couple minutes ago. You haven't even started working out.
I've not worked out once.
He hasn't worked out. So it's all diet as of right now. Stefan, do you want to throw down $1 a pound? Are you willing to pay up if he does it? He's trying to raise money. It's like a charity, you know, when you do a lap around a high school.
Yeah, buy a new shirt.
$1 a pound, 60 pounds. Yeah, I'm in.
Wow.
Another candidate.
Yeah, another one.
Yeah, see, because you're doing the math, you're like 20 pounds a month. There's no way that's sustainable. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Like, I mean, it would be great if you did, but at the same time, I mean, it doesn't really sound like the healthiest thing.
Yes, I agree.
I don't care about that.
Yeah.
Totally agree.
That'd be tough. I mean,
all right. All right.
Hey, well, thanks for your.
Stefan's in. Dollar a pound, $60. All right. I wrote you down,
I appreciate your lack of confidence. It's going to help me in my pocketbook.
No, it's called reality. And Stefan's living in it, and all right. I am too.
Good. Hope some other people are living in reality also.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is he still the right wing darling? Ben?
Right wing Ben, my man.
Hey, I'm throwing $20 on top of the 60 just so I can watch it spin the wheel.
Wow.
You're saying another 20?
On top of the 60 that I was already going to give him.
Wow.
So I'm going to give him $80.
Got money to blow.
I think it's worth it now that you have to spin the wheel. I forgot about that part. So
what?
If we got to give him our money or watch you spin the wheel.
Oh, yeah.
It's worth it.
Oh, you mean to watch Spark spin the wheel? Yeah,
yeah.
Totally.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Okay, you're a psycho. You could have done that without paying another $20. I don't know why you decided to do that.
I can't get you to take no more bets for wheel punishment. You're you're over that. You've learned your lesson. And
I learned my lesson. Thank you, right wing Ben. I did. I learned my lesson, so I don't have to worry about it.
Greg's going to show you that you're going to spin the wheel again at least once this year.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it. Get out of here. Let's go to Jennifer. Hi, Jennifer.
Hey. I totally think Greg's going to do it. I think you're screwed.
What?
If I can do it, Greg can do it.
You lost 60 pounds in 3 months.
It took me a little bit longer, but I lost 70 pounds.
You lost 70 pounds.
Damn.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but
you did lose a lot of weight, but it was like a year or something, right?
Yeah, she did it over a while, and she did it with exercise.
Yeah, I've done none of those things.
And diet, lots of diet.
Yeah, I get the diet, but you're also worked out like a mad woman over there at Raw Fitness. I know.
Yeah.
Exactly, yes. All right, thank you, Jen. See, that's my point. It's timeline and it's your laziness.
Right.
That is not possible.
Sounds good. More betters.
Kyle, how are you, sir?
What's up, Sparkles?
What do you got, bud?
Hey, so I'll throw in $60 on the thing, but he's got to keep it off through the summer.
No, that's not part of the bet.
You're going to gain all this weight back.
Who cares? I don't know. If I win,
you're going to be a tub of lard at the end of the summer.
Like, that's fine.
I don't know, man. Summertime, you sweat a lot.
I'm going to use your money to make me fat again.
Oh, my God.
Jeez. See, that's what we're worried about.
Yeah. It's not. We don't have to worry about that, Kyle, because he's not going to be able to do it. I'm not kidding. I'm going to get a waffle bar in here.
Okay.
We're gonna start dangling something. Yeah, I know. Lost Boy's eyes just lit up. He's like,
come on, yes! Treat us, man. We deserve it, right, Lost Boy?
Yeah.
Give us a waffle bar.
Let's do this. I'll do $60 on it.
Kyle's in for 60.
If he makes it, he's got to kick the door jam. Then I'll pay up.
Well, then we know it's not going to happen.
I've already done that. I'll just show you the video of what I did already.
It won't happen. Kyle, I got you down for $60, dollar a pound.
Yep, I'm in.
All right,
thanks,
man.
Kyle. Appreciate it. All right. Let's go to this Kyle. Hi, Kyle. What do you think?
Hey, Greg can do this. I know for a fact that he could shed that weight. I had a buddy who fasted for 7 days and just drank nothing but water, and he lost 15 pounds.
There you go.
Possible.
Yeah, but then after that, he had to eat.
Well, yeah, but then you diet, so you break the unhealthy habit of eating everything.
See?
Yeah, see, fasting. I don't see Greg really breaking it unhealthy.
No, hey, I see him committed. I do see him committed.
I see him committed for this, but then at the end of it, I see him going back to everything.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, though. Why are we talking about after the bet? Who cares?
But what I'm saying is for this, I see a plateau happening. I see you dieting, starving yourself, maybe going for a walk, hating it, and sitting on your couch.
No, that's when you start working out is when you plateau.
No, when you plateau, I don't see you working out. That's my point.
I don't either.
Right. I don't see him doing it.
Me neither.
Oh, God.
Hey, if he could kick the door jam.
He didn't kick the door jam.
Yeah, thanks, Kyle.
Damn it, Kyle. He did not kick the door jam. Look, we're going to come back.
Two smart Kyles in a row.
5 minutes from now, we are going to weigh in Greg for the first round of Go Rotund Me. If you want to call in and you want to be in for a dollar a pound, $60 total, by all means, 876-3692. When we come back, we'll see where Greg is at in 1 month.
Go Rotund Me.
Yep. It's now time for the weigh-in. Just before we get to it, Ryan called in, said that he's in for $2 a pound, Greg. This is there's madmen amongst us.
Oh man, I'm going on a cruise after
this. This is so stupid.
I've been looking at cruises to the Bahamas and Cuba and stuff.
You're going to be shirtless too. You're going to be all svelte.
I don't know about that.
Well, you're going to be
close enough to wear not a jacket.
Yeah, you're the only guy wearing a jacket on a cruise to Cuba. We have Kyle and Stefan and Ryan that decided to throw down more cash for you.
This is great.
This is stupid.
We're up around the 1,200 mark.
Dude, there's a stupid amount of cash riding on you losing 60 pounds in 3 months. Greg, your starting weight was 337 pounds.
You didn't look.
What did you say? I couldn't hear you over Tom Cruise exploding.
Said you didn't look 330.
No, not at all. Not at all. Because you have like skinny guy legs.
Yeah.
It's all belly.
Yeah, it's just my torso,
it's
bro.
It's all belly. Okay, so, all right. Are we ready for the weigh-in?
Let's do it.
Oh, my God. I am, like, so nervous right now. This is 1 month in. Greg Salerno, he's standing right now. We have the same, and it's the same scale.
Yeah, I'm taking the headphones off because that weighs extra.
You're wearing the same clothes. Greg Salerno is now rolling up his sleeves.
Wait, move it over?
Yeah, move it over, but, like, tell me what's going through your head right here.
Well,
when was the last time you actually weighed yourself?
A few days ago.
Okay, so it's a few days.
But
the Super Bowl happened. You said you binged.
Yeah, that's the thing I'm worried about. The weekend was bad.
So you had a bad weekend.
Yeah.
But he has been dieting.
Yeah, nothing else.
Puddle of mud Friday night. Greg did not drink a single alcoholic beverage.
You didn't try to buy me shots, bro.
Dude, he didn't eat anything. He didn't do anything.
Yeah. Are you ready?
Go ahead. Ready. Greg Salerno, he's now standing on the scale. He's looking down. I'm trying to gauge his mindset. I'm trying to gauge. He's moving. He doesn't like what he sees, I don't think. No? 305 pounds. Is 305 pounds? Izzy's checking the weight over there.
305?
Yeah.
Is the official weight. So,
are you excited about that?
Where was I again?
You were 337. That's 32 pounds he's lost in 1 month.
So I got 28 to go in 2 months. Yeah!
You've lost 32 pounds already? That's fine. That doesn't worry me. Okay, it worries me a little. I'll be lying. However, here's the thing about when that's like, that's like initial, like your body's trying to like live. Let's get rid of this weight, you know?
Yeah.
This is super unhealthy.
That's what
weight.
I'm saying.
Let's get rid of it. Now's the time when you start hitting a wall.
But I haven't done anything.
I watched The Biggest Loser. I know they work these people to death and they only lose like 1 pound.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, those people are abominations though.
Who, the trainer or the people working out?
The people that work out. Most of them have been like, you know, most of them were like born 40 pounds babies. You know what I mean? Like they weren't like. Yeah. Like it's the first time they've ever lost weight, basically, when they're doing this competition.
So you're saying losing weight before is an advantage
like
for
you? I'm born again obese, so I can go back to it, probably, normal. I could be a normie again if I just a couple more months.
A normie. Oh, my God. Born again obese. Okay, so you're confident that you can lose 28 pounds
in 2 months? I just lost 32 in one.
Yeah, but that's not how weight works. It's not just a consistent flow.
I got to lose 14 pounds this month and 14 pounds next month.
Yeah, but it's going to be the more you lose, the harder it is to lose.
Yeah.
Okay. So 14 pounds as opposed to 32? I think I could do that.
We'll see. I hope you do, but we'll see.
I can't believe how much. That's actually less than I thought it was going to be.
Is your scale at home correct?
No, I use the one here. I don't have a scale.
Oh.
I just thought it was going to be more because I ate over the weekend. Like, I was at that weight last week, and I was really excited around that weight. But then over the weekend, I ate a bunch of crap. So I was like, oh, man, this is going to ruin everything. But it didn't really. So.
Okay, look. Lost Boy, Colin, Right Wing, Snap on Steve, Moonshine, Jack, Todd, Charlie, Shut Up Joe, Rick, Stefan, Kyle, Ryan. We need to buckle down here. We need to become saboteurs for this whole thing.
Yeah, dude, I'm getting nervous.
Yeah, I'm not paying $60, and I want him to spin the wheel.
That's a lot of money.
I don't want to spin the wheel. This whole thing is... All right. I'm not kidding. I'm bringing in my waffle maker. We need carbs. We need a ton of carbs.
All right, let's do it.
Let's bake some bread. Izzy, can you bake some bread?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to smell so good.
I've always
wanted
it's
intoxicating.
To.
There's no way he's going to be able to deny it, this whole thing. All right. What are you drinking over there? Is that water?
Oh, yeah.
Bastard. All right. 28 pounds. Look, even if he loses by 1 pound, we still win and get to keep our money and Greg spins the wheel. And how good would it feel if Greg Salerno spun the wheel for once?
I'm just glad that somebody other than me will be spinning the wheel.
Oh, yeah. By the way, we're going to go over the Wheel of Punishment. Punishments for Izzy coming up here at 8 o'clock. And if you got any last-minute Wheel of Punishment ideas, throw it at us because we're putting it on the wheel and then we'll give it an old spin.